Hello, this is Caleb Hudson, member of Canadian Brass and graduate of Interlochen Arts Academy. You're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
I'm cellist Carrie Brannon, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Carrie Lynn. That was cellist Carrie Lynn Brannon playing our theme. If you'd like to be featured on the show playing our theme on any instrument at all, find instructions, sheet music, everything you need at kidscommute.org. Well, kids commuters, I hope you had a great Halloween. Trick-or-treating may be over, but we've still got one more day of Spooky Week, and today will be pretty devilish. And heads up, the answer for the Quizlet is in today's episode. Today's music is based on a 300-year-old story called Le Diable Boiteux, which means the lame devil, or the devil on two sticks. The story is kind of about a genie in a bottle, but instead of a genie, it's a devil named Asmodeus. And the two sticks thing is due to the devil needing a pair of crutches to walk around after he gets out of the bottle. He must have been pretty squished in there. Now, it's the first movement of a suite called La Diablerie, otherwise known as The Devil's Dances or The Devil's Beauties, by the Canadian composer François Dampierre. And he made it extra tricky on purpose because this music was required playing by contestants in the 1979 Montreal International Violin Competition. And why is the violin so important here? Well, for centuries in folklore, one of the devil's particular talents is for playing the violin or the fiddle. I mean, you'll hear about that trick in everything from fairy tales to Baroque music to the country rock song by the Charlie Daniels Band, The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you."
The boy said, "Now, don't worry. There's no Faustian bargain happening here. Nobody's soul is at stake. The only stakes here were for the competitors in the violin competition." Here is Le Diable Boiteux, performed by the Quebec Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Yoav Talmi.
Thank you.
composed for the 1979 Montreal International Violin Competition. That was the first movement, Le Diaboiteau, The Lame Devil of Le Diablerie, by Canadian composer François Dampierre. Yoav Talmy conducted the Quebec Symphony Orchestra. Now, kids commuters, I hope you had a great Halloween. I hope you had fun and spooky week. I hope you were able to dodge the cold and snow last night and get lots of candy. But it is time now for our Quizlet. Today, we have the answer in today's episode. Here's our question. In folklore, the devil is often considered to be very good at playing a certain musical instrument. Which instrument does he play? If you know that answer, send it to us in a text message to area code 231-237-7482 with your name and address, and we'll send you this week's prize pack. Thanks for enjoying Spooky Week with me on Classical IPR for Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Our producer is Tony Biro. Production assistance came from Joseph Levesque.
Interlochen Public Radio.